This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, January 25th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. For years, Google has faced criticism over its role in the digital ad space, where it has a foothold on almost every level. Now, the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit seeking to break up that business, specifically targeting the subset that brokers the buying and selling of ads on other websites and apps. It's a segment of Google's business that brought in nearly $32 billion in revenue in 2021, and the possible ramifications of a breakup could affect the entire digital advertising space. On today's show, our Google reporter Miles Krupa is here to explain the case and what it means for the internet behemoth. That's after these headlines. Microsoft reported its slowest sales growth in more than 6 years last quarter. Demand for its software and cloud services has cooled as concerns about the health of the global economy have grown. Its revenue rose to $52.7 billion, up 2% in the last 3 months of 2022 from a year earlier. But profit fell 12% in the same period to $16.4 billion. It comes as the software giant announced job cuts and makes a big bet on artificial intelligence. We talked about that investment on yesterday's show, so if you haven't listened yet, be sure to queue it up next. Cryptocurrency companies looking to go public in the U.S. are having a hard time getting past the Securities and Exchange Commission. Over the past year, crypto firms like Circle Internet Financial and eToro have faced increased scrutiny from the regulator and failed to secure the required approvals to list their shares on public stock exchanges. The SEC didn't set out to stop companies from going public, according to a person familiar with the matter, but crypto firms believe the pace of the agency's review hurt their efforts, particularly after the crash of FTX. Circle's CEO has said dealing with the SEC has been a longer process than hoped. A Circle spokesman declined to comment further. eToro said it believes it'll become a public company in the future. Amazon has started giving Prime members access to unlimited prescription generic medications for $5 a month. The subscription service called RxPass became available on Tuesday in most U.S. states. Users can order drugs for 80 common conditions, including high blood pressure and anxiety, through Amazon's online pharmacy service, the company said. Over the last several years, Amazon has been making a bigger push into healthcare through a series of acquisitions, including the online pharmacy PillPack, which allowed it to sell medications online. And Twitter is being sued over alleged missed rent payments at its headquarters in downtown San Francisco. In a complaint filed last week, the landlord claimed Twitter failed to make a roughly $3.4 million rent payment for December and a similarly sized payment for January. The landlord is seeking the unpaid rent and other damages, according to the filing. The dispute is the latest in Twitter's growing list of legal battles with vendors since Elon Musk bought the business last year. Twitter didn't respond to a request for comment. All right, coming up, the digital ad market could be facing a massive shakeup as the Justice Department goes after one of the sector's biggest players. We'll explain after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
The Justice Department wants to break up Google's digital advertising business. The DOJ filed an antitrust lawsuit against the tech giant yesterday, claiming it abuses its role as one of the largest brokers, suppliers, and auctioneers of online ads. The case could have wide-ranging implications for the digital advertising industry and for Google, which is also facing other regulatory lawsuits and challenges in the U.S. and Europe. Joining me to talk about this is our Google reporter, Miles Krupa. Hi, Miles. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Can you start by explaining to us what exactly the Justice Department is alleging?
So the Justice Department is focused here on what we call Google's ad tech business, which is basically these tools they own that allow websites and other online publishers to sell ad slots to big brands and then allows big brands to come and bid on those ad slots. The Justice Department is basically alleging that Google used a series of acquisitions that go back all the way to 2008 to build up a business in ad tech that ended up being anti-competitive, harmed rivals, drove up prices in the market, and effectively created a monopoly on these really widely used tools that are important to the functioning of the internet.
How has Google responded to these allegations?
So this isn't Google's first rodeo facing these kinds of allegations. There's already a lawsuit led by Texas and joined by a bunch of other states that's very similar. And Google's response has basically been, we've already responded to all this stuff. And the DOJ is retreading old ground and trying to pick favors, they say, in the online advertising technology market. A Google spokesman said, quote, DOJ is doubling down on a flawed argument that would slow innovation, raise advertising fees, and make it harder for thousands of small businesses and publishers to grow.
I mean, you mentioned the acquisitions that the DOJ is alleging are problematic. I mean, is that how Google got to be such a big player in this space?
In many ways, it did, because Google's first big advertising business, of course, was selling ads on its search engine. It then realized that it basically had an opportunity to do the same for the rest of the internet. And once it realized that, it started very aggressively buying up competitors, startups, creating useful tools for ad buyers and ad sellers. And over the course of what must have been at least half a dozen or so acquisitions, it built this really big ad tech stack, as people in the industry call it.
And this isn't the whole of Google or its parent company, Alphabet's, advertising business, right?
No, it's actually really a relatively small slice when you compare it to the core search advertising business. So in 2021, the revenues Google brought in from this business were about 12% of the total. And of those revenues, roughly 70% or two-thirds, depending on who you ask, go out to the online publishers themselves.
You mentioned this isn't Google's only battle. It's not its first rodeo. What are the other challenges, lawsuits, regulatory concerns that it's having to deal with at the moment?
Right. One of the more interesting wrinkles with this is that the DOJ has already sued Google once on antitrust grounds, and that case hasn't even made it to trial yet. So in 2020, the DOJ sued Google, focusing on the search business and partnerships it has striked with other companies to ensure that Google search is the default in many settings, such as in browsers and on phones. And so in some ways, this is just the latest development in a long line of antitrust complaints against Google, both in the US and Europe, which, by the way, is looking into some of the same allegations. So it won't be anytime soon that Google is done with these cases.
How big could the implications of this case be?
I mean, the online advertising industry is huge. The DOJ estimates that there's at least $20 billion a year just in display advertising on the internet. And if you talk to executives in the industry, you hear sort of mixed opinions on what would happen if Google's ad tech business was broken up like the DOJ wants it to be. Some people say it would encourage competition, it would lead to a freer market for these services. But others actually say that Google, by building this ad stack that's really integrated, has created efficiencies in some ways. So I think all of that will be sorted out years from now, but I think people are just starting to wrap their heads around what this could mean.
So what comes next then in this case?
It'll be a while before we get the next. I think Google will reply with its own response to the allegations in a filing, and then we'll go through a good amount of back and forth on what can be kept in the case and what gets tossed out. So it's a long road, and we're only at the beginning.
All right. That was our reporter, Miles Krupa. Thanks for joining us, Miles.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like the show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.